Chris. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Why is he doing the soft voice?
He always starts like this.
Can
it's
we
like
not criticize. Look, the soft voice draws people in.
Oh, okay, we'll all be sitting here and being like, ha, "We're having a great time. We're all friends." And then Kyle makes it weird.
You got to bring it down.
Hi.
Look, here's the theory. If you start at the bottom, Chris, there's nowhere to go but up.
Okay. Sure, there's some like gravitas to it. You know, he's starting us off like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
All right.
I'll stop talking now.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, stop. Stop talking. This podcast isn't about you. But
I mean, okay.
While we're here, why should you be our roommate?
I am unreliable.
Okay. All right.
Huh.
I always snuggle.
Aww.
Okay.
And I have never not had a roommate.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're experienced.
I'm experienced.
I think it's a 3-for-3. It's a home run.
It's a 3-for.
You're out.
It's a 3-for. You're out.
A 3-for. You're out.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Cake in the oven, and I'll read you a book on the shelf.
Water the plants that need it, and we'll play a game by ourselves.
Because going to be all right.
Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He is Kyle, and he's the human equivalent of Hey Hey the Chicken from Moana.
She's Maggie, and she's the human equivalent of a Hawaiian chicken.
What's funny is that you look, there's video of it because we're filming right now.
Uh-huh.
You look like you're thinking so hard of what She's Maggie is going to be. You look up to the ceiling. I even was like, while you weren't looking, I was looking up at the ceiling, like doing an impression of you. You're like, I'm going to think of one. I know it. Every week after week, you just do mine. You just change mine.
That's
what were you,
so
what were you going to say?
Well, I was, do you know what's crazy is I was going to say something about chickens also.
Yeah, I knew it.
And I don't know what it was.
You were just going to say she's a chicken.
I didn't come up with a good one.
You're just looking. You're thinking so,
so we played. We play the theme song, we listen to the full 40 seconds or whatever.
We quietly listen to the theme song.
and during it, it's like, oh, shit, I got to come up with one. And Maggie's like, oh, I got to come up with two. And she's able to do it. And
Kyle goes, I'm always, steam exploding from his ears.
I'm always debating if I should, A, either come up with like a good witty one, which, let's be honest, not my Will Forte, or B, if I should just like riff off of what you just said. Mm-hmm. And that one was sort of a combination of the two, which is C, not very good.
Nothing. I think Amy Poehler said that comedy dies in ambiguity.
I think
and
it was,
that's what you choose. You choose, your choice is no choice. Ambiguity.
Yes. Speaking of ambiguity.
Speaking of goody.
Yeah, we just got back from Hawaii. We missed last week's
episode.
And
boy, are my arms tired.
We missed last week's release. We had the episode ready to go.
We were on island time.
But we were on Aloha. Aloha Friday,
hey,
I guess,
Aloha
is a thing.
Aloha and mahalo.
Yes. So we missed last week's.
Yeah, Aloha Friday is a thing. Sorry.
It is a thing.
I was talking over you.
Aloha Friday.
Aloha Friday.
I'm not exactly 100% what it means, but just know that it's a thing.
If you have to have it explained to you, then you're never going to get
it. I think it was Amy Poehler who says, Aloha dies in ambiguity.
Bagoogigi.
So we missed the release. You know, I think I foolishly thought I could finish up the edit.
I asked you outright. I mean, if I knew anything about editing, I would have just fucking done it. Because I was like, are you going to do it? Are you sure? And you're like, I'll just do it in the 2 days we're in Hawaii with my mom, my wife, and a whole other family that we're staying with.
We went there.
I'll have 6 to 7 hours to devote on this 14-hour vacation to editing a podcast.
Editing is how I relax. Listen, I was at my mom's birthday. It was Mother's Day. It was a lot going on.
Yeah,
I thought I'd be able to
even
sneak
say
away
any of that.
To a Starbucks.
Happy birthday. Gone. Yes. And you said you'd be back by...
To you. I don't know. I thought I'd be able to sneak away to Starbucks. Our room was literally an air mattress inside four walls. There was no space to sit. So there was nowhere to even edit in the room.
And thank you. We're grateful
for
that room. But it was basically...
There were so many loose chickens out in Hawaii. It was amazing. Chickens.
Hawaii, not you might have thought it was made of like lava rock plants. No. Hawaii is made of chickens, people.
It's made of chickens.
I didn't know that.
And that's a great segue into the segment.
Mm.
See what I did there?
Ambigugi.
Okay. all right. So I'm talking to the listener now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm talking to the room rat.
I'll close my ears.
Now, when you hear this upcoming word, what is the first thing you think of? And we're gonna listen to it right now.
Rat.
All right.
Was that the word rat?
If you said it makes you think of the room shack test, you'd be correct. And if you said it makes you think of beloved Cloud City administrator Lando Calrissian turned Empire confidant who cowardly gave up intel on his friends, aka a rat, you'd be dead wrong. That's right. The sound you heard was an official audio clip from the Rumshack test.
Okay.
Developed
wow.
by Swiss psychiatrist Hermann Rumshack in 1921 to study emotional function. Cheesy, I know.
Kyle!
But today we're going to be conducting a test to see what deep emotions squeak their way out.
Okay.
So put your paws together, stamp your tails down. It's time for the Rumshack test.
Let me stamp my tail down.
It's a good tail slap.
Thanks. This is great.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to tell you what I think of?
So I'm going to play some these are official Rumshack recordings.
Right.
And you're supposed to say the first thing you think of. So, Rumshack, please play the first one.
Can I sing the Rumshack theme song really quick?
Let's make it quick.
Rumshack, it's a Rumshack. Rumshack, baby.
That was good.
Thanks.
All right.
You didn't hit it, so I thought I had to.
Yes. You know what? I didn't have that one loaded up. My bad.
Lucky for you, I am a Spotify or an iPod shuffle.
I like it. All right. So the first, and I can't stress this enough, this is an official audio clip.
Yeah.
Okay, from the Rumshack test.
Uh-huh.
So this is an official clip.
I get it.
I'm going to play this, and I need you to say as fast as you can
okay.
what the first thing that comes to mind
okay.
is. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. This
All right,
is
so
great.
The first thing that comes to mind, here we go.
2003 Shia LaBeouf child prison flick holes.
Okay, I didn't hear half of that, so I'm just going to say...
The 2003 Shia LaBeouf child prison flick holes.
Oh, onions.
Okay.
Great, child prison is what I didn't
okay,
understand.
Okay, next one.
Shia LaBeouf holding a shovel.
Holes.
Okay. This makes you think of holes.
That makes me think of holes.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. Next one. Go ahead and please play it.
Okay.
Peaches in a jar. Peaches. Dirt. Dirty. Dig holes. Camp. Shia LaBeouf.
Sigourney Weaver.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm sensing a theme here. Seems like you got the hit 2003
wow.
movie Holes.
It's really on my mind. I don't know why that's what's coming out.
That's okay. We're going
to
play.
There's got to be. I'll try to not do a Holes one.
Yeah,
next.
Let's just like try to clear your mind.
I'll clear it. I'm trying to not do Shia LaBeouf.
Try to clear your mind.
Okay.
We have one more audio clip. This is an official test.
This one's not going to be Holes.
Okay.
Okay.
00100 shovel 00 LaBeouf FF.
Holes. Oh, shit. Fuck. Shit. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
That's okay.
After saying zero and Holes and Shia LaBeouf.
That's okay. This has been the Rumshack test, Maggie. There's no cure.
I gotta go read a book.
Yeah, you seem to have holes on the mind.
Lewis Sacker really dug his way in there.
I don't know who that is.
The author of the hit book Holes.
No, there's a movie, Holes.
Yeah. Well, it's based off of a book by Lewis Sacker, I think.
Nope.
I think. Don't look it up.
Nope.
Don't look it up. dig it. Dig it up.
Rumshack.
Kyle, that was fun.
Stupid. I think it's time to get to our roommate this week because we've dug ourselves in and it's
God's thumb.
Yelnats.
Yelnats. Stanley Yelnats.
Okay. I'm excited for our roommate this week.
Me too. This week's roommate is an absolute incredible get. He's an award-winning documentarian. He's a director and a co-founder of Optimist Films.
Yes. He's done all sorts of cool work.
Yes, including a film he just made called This Is Not Financial Advice, mm-hmm. which is so good. It actually premiered at Tribeca Film Festival. Mm-hmm. I've personally seen it. I adore it. You should watch it. It's on Apple, so please check it out. Please join us in welcoming our roommate this week,
Chris Temple. Did you say you've never had a roommate?
Never not had a roommate.
You've never not had a roommate. So you've always had a roommate.
Exactly.
How?
Double
so
negative.
You? What is your roommate lover status? We know the answer, but for the listener,
for the room rat
out there, what's your roommate lover's status?
With you guys or my own house?
Yeah. Are you a novice? Are you an amateur? Are you a pro? No. Are you living with someone that you're also dating?
I am loving my roommate.
Okay.
So roommate lover status. Great. Yeah. Strong.
Strong.
I'm loving my roommate.
Now you said you've never not had a roommate. Expand on that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just the whole like not having enough money out of college thing, yeah. And then I stayed with a roommate for a long time, and then I've been in a relationship, and then I just kind of got stuck with it.
Do you wish that Mims would just leave you just for like a month, just like a little break, so that you could go? And I know you're listening, Mims, and we don't want this to happen, but we're just going to explore the space. You're going to play in the space.
The term I like to use, I hope she goes on like a sabbatical, you know, like. Just give me like a few weeks.
Just to see what it's like.
Just to try it
out. I want adventure in the
great wide somewhere.
I like to make our guests as uncomfortable as possible.
I gotta say, you could probably hear a bit of this. There is, people are trying actively to get into the studio, chainsaws in hand, tearing through. I think this is coming through, Mike. There's chainsaws outside.
Hang on,
outside.
Let's have some room tone. Oh, it's there. Okay, yeah. So...
It's what happens when you have a celebrity on the pod.
Yes, they're trying desperately to get at Chris. They're at the walls with chainsaws trying to get in.
Yeah.
So if you hear any of that.
Or what's really happening is...
I mean, I can hear it very clearly.
Or what's really happening is they chop down the tree in our yard, literally the closest one to the studio. Thankfully, that's not what we're hearing, folks.
But they started at 8 a.m., so it was like... We rent. We don't own this, so we had no control. And
We rent, brag.
We have no control over this, and we're like, should we, you know, have our roommate reschedule? But no.
No. We thought Chris can handle it.
You like white noise to fall asleep, right? You like chainsaws?
And again, my first IM is I am unreliable, so you might not get me back on the pod again.
So
if
true.
You moved in.
So true.
Would you say you're the late one, or are you the early one?
I've been so late most of my life that in the last like 6 years, I've so overcompensated that I'm early for everything.
Wow.
Like, it really stresses me out to not to be late. Now.
Wow.
Okay,
what's
I love that
like?
Yeah.
I think when I turned 30, it just like moved in that direction.
Me too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Flaws anymore.
No, me and Maggie struggle with this occasionally, and I think one of us more than the other.
It's Maggie.
But I gotta say, I mean, like today,
she's here.
You know, we agree upon like, hey, let's get to the studio space 15 minutes beforehand. We're going to warm up. And like, let's get there 10:45, right?
Oh yeah,
which isn't
that early.
Which isn't that early before the record, but I'm like driving home, and I'm already late, and I'm like, I bet Maggie's not even there yet.
Guess
and I'm
who
like
was
mad
there?
At Maggie.
Guess who was there first, though?
I'm like driving in the car, and I'm late, and I'm like, but I'm getting mad at Maggie. I'm like, I bet she's not even there yet.
Yeah, Kyle loves to get mad.
I'm like looking up her location while I'm driving, but like, I bet she's 15 minutes away, even though I'm not there.
Kyle loves to text and drive. You heard it on Mike first. Chris,
I even emailed you to ask if I should come early.
You did, and we were like, don't do that. No, we don't want that. one of our past roommates was like, awesome. Like, let's say the record was at 11. He's like, awesome, I'll be there at 10:45. And I was like, don't do that. Actually, don't
please
do that.
Please don't.
I won't be
we're
here.
We're saying 11 as like, what? That's when you should, 11 is the 15 minutes early.
Yeah. If we say like, 11, ideally you get here 11:05.
Yes, ideal, no. I do want to say something else before we get into a question, which is Chris, when I first met you, it was at your house during a Hot Ones challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The second time I met you, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, was also at your house at a screening of a film in your yard, which was incredible. I think the third time that we hung out, we went to a private karaoke hangout.
Wow.
And then you taught me how to surf. Like, are you like my best friend? I guess like you're like the best friend I've ever had.
Does sound pretty cool.
Like, yeah. Or should we just do like a boring thing next time?
I don't think that's.
That's what this is.
Because then the next time I saw you were dressed as a hobbit.
That's like, true.
It's just like for Maggie's banger hobbit after birthday. Banger. Yeah.
I almost came as a hobbit again for the pod.
I
think they're filming it, and that might be.
Yeah.
I would have definitely gone back into that hobbit. You know, pantaloons.
Okay.
Poofy shirt, vest, you know, hobbit clothes.
Let's get to a question.
All right. This one comes to us from alias Hannah Bobana. Hi, Hannah. Where in Los Angeles do I hook up with my middle school crush while I'm back at home? That's a juicy question. That's all we got.
That's the question.
Do I hook up
Hannah
with my
Bobana
middle school crush while I'm back at home?
Is that a legal name, Hannah Bobana? Maybe. I hook up? So going back home, I don't see any reason not to.
I mean, it's not really a matter of dudes.
Yeah, I think it's where, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, when is it going to present itself?
Yeah.
It sounds like you want to, right? It sounds like yes.
If you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, can I have this chocolate cake? I want it. Yeah.
And I think like do it like a throwback. Have them back over to your parents' house like you would have in middle school.
Do you want to come play Crash Bandicoot with me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. N64 has to be playing with just some like pause screen music in the background. You know, like, yeah, they just like loop a song.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I love that.
That's so funny. Yeah. I have, I don't know. I'm just thinking, now I'm nervous.
I knew you were just going to start. I knew that the second like N64 is mentioned, this question is out the window. And Kyle's like, well, how can I address
that's
the year that the N64 was brought into America?
Well,
was it 19...
We can talk about the N64 if you want, but no. I wasn't. That's not what I was building towards.
He's getting giddy.
He is. Look at him. No, his body language, it's like the opposite of what you'd think it would be. He gets like smaller and more tense because he's like, I'm about to blow. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I'm trying to expand my body to feel more confident.
Power pose.
Power pose. There you go. I was going to say, I'm just like, there is something very unique to that time period. To Chris's point of going back to your parents,
yeah.
Like, I have these memories of making out. You know, and like what? As a kid, there's nowhere to go.
Spin the bot. Yeah, you don't have a like, car. You can't go anywhere.
Well, and so like everything, like I remember like hanging out with a high school girlfriend. Yes, guys, I dated.
One other time.
A couple times. It was more than one. Mm-hmm. But I remember like walking to like the local park and like finding little nooks and crannies to go like fool around, which is the craziest thought.
Kyle, did you fool around in a tree? What are you talking about?
No, it was not
about?
A tree, but I remember there was like some sort of like barn thing.
What? You're like, okay, so you weren't like an owl. You were more of a goat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember we got down in the straw.
Thank you. Got down in the straw.
We ate some grain.
I one time.
This is why I'm sweating.
Sounds cinematic.
Did you guys ever go to a middle school party where they're like, we're going to play spin the bottle?
No.
No?
I spun.
I spun.
Tell us.
I spun the bottle.
Tell us, Chris.
It's really nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's like sounds exciting. Should we play right now?
Yeah, we should.
I'm sweating right now.
Oh, it lays on Mario.
I'm sweating right now.
No, I played one, I think just once in middle school. And I remember my, like later, years later, my mom said that one time she went to come pick me up from like a party that we were having in middle school. And she said, I answered the door and the other mom said like, oh, they're downstairs playing spin the bottle. So like my mom has known this whole time.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, it was just like the blood from my entire body just drained all the way down into my feet. And I was like, goodbye, mother. I will die now.
I have a sad spin the bottle story. Yeah. Can I share
it? Oh, Chris.
So I was playing I think it was sixth grade and Lan's girl that I was like, she was like the super cute girl in our grade.
Okay.
Allie Levy, in case she's listening.
Allie. Yeah. This one's really cutie.
And it landed, and she said she would rather, let me see if I can get this right, she would rather slide down a slide full of nails into a pool of rubbing alcohol than kiss me.
Oh my God.
I'm going to cry now.
That is rough.
I know.
Wow.
And like, I mean, what do you say to that in the moment? You know, like, I mean, thankfully, I think I just tried to brush it off like it was all a joke.
I would have said, I'm more of a swings guy.
Yeah, that's what
I would rather swing into the pool of rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
That is the most savage thing I've ever heard a person say, let alone
a sixth grader. I was like, what is wrong with you? It's not even tongue. Like, come on.
And this is like in a group. Wait, but who's better than you, Chris? No one.
Thank you.
No one's better than you. I'm not into Allie. You're not a cutie. I take it back.
That's rough.
You got an ugly soul.
You got an old
she had,
soul.
Sounds like she might have had some stuff going on. Yeah,
there may have been some issues there.
If she's hearing words like I want you to die with rubbing alcohol and nails, that's really tortured stuff.
Well, rubbing alcohol would clean out the infection from the nails.
That's
and eventually true. She did go on a date with me and we went to go see A Knight's Tale.
No way.
Oh my God.
Okay, and, how'd the date go?
Dish girl.
Not great because all my friends found out which movie we were going to and they came and they sat behind me like in the theater.
What?
And so the whole time I knew that I like needed to make a move, but I like didn't. So then as the credits rolled, I like kind of like tried to peck her cheek.
And it was the credits roll. So it comes up directed by, and you're like,
yeah.
Do you remember any of the film or were you in blackout mode the whole time?
I mean, I remember, I just was stressed about how sweaty my palms were, you know?
Did you hold hands?
I think I like went for like the thigh for a while.
Oh my goodness. Yep. That's more of my knee, but that's okay. Yeah.
Well, whoa, there we go. Whoa, please.
We're roommate lovers.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's the intent. Come on.
That's the price.
That's the intent. That is crazy.
I'm so upset. Chris, that's so devastating.
You only went on one date.
One date, yeah, that was it.
I'm not crazy. I don't think she was the one for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think she was.
Well, thankfully now I'm in a 10-year committed relationship.
Yeah, yeah, with the best person ever. Of all time.
Yeah. Dude, she's pretty good.
She's cool. I like her.
Do people I work with actually want to be invited to my wedding, and is it rude for me to not extend the invite to them? Ooh. This is from Reddit user Anduril 12.
Whoa.
Is that a Lord of the Rings?
Anduril? I'm going to help this person no matter what. They have a Lord of the Rings sword.
What is Andrew? Oh, Andrew is the sword.
Anduril is the sword.
Which sword?
Of Aragorn.
Great.
Of Aragorn.
Wait, and it's previously
the
called
of Narsil.
Yes. Oh, we did talk about this on podcast, believe it or not, already. And I forgot. Okay, context. I'm 32, male, in a senior leadership position within an ad agency made up of about 50 people with a fairly male-dominant culture.
Gross.
And I'm getting married to my fiance, female 28, in about a year at a pretty fancy local venue.
Okay.
Background.
Brag.
I joined the company about a year ago and have gotten along pretty well with my immediate peers and my boss, who pretty much owns the joint. Okay. However, since my peers found out that I was getting married, they have been making lots of imposing remarks about it when or if they will receive an invitation to the wedding.
Ugh.
And this came from both my boss and at least three other peers of mine on separate occasions, despite me dropping hints that it'd be a very intimate and personal wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the remarks verbatim. So when should we expect an invite? Is anyone from work getting invited to your wedding? Oh, I don't want to impose, but it would be amazing to be at your wedding. Now, that was voice acting, by the way. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought I was swept away back into office culture.
In this male-dominated culture.
Yeah.
Now I've got no issues with them pulling my leg or giving me shit about getting married, but do they genuinely expect me to be inviting them to the wedding? Or how should I respectfully tell them that they would not be invited to my wedding without coming across as a snob or impolite?
I hate this so much. It's so cringy. I never understood that impetus to like guilt someone into being invited to. How could you possibly point blank ask someone if you're invited to something?
I mean, I wasn't invited to your wedding. So
and
why not?
Just
I took you surfing. I took you. You know, I had you over multiple times.
We've talked about
that. Was like hot. That was like after Hot Ones, but not before Hobbit Party. So it was. If it had been after Hobbit Party, it would have definitely been. We have talked about this.
Yeah,
actually.
We've talked about it a lot. Where there's definitely certain people, and I think you included it, that like if we had known you 6 months sooner,
like literally,
you probably
like literally
would have got an invite. But like there's a cutoff.
And I remember meeting Mims for the your partner, your roommate lover, for the first time, like hanging out, and like all of the other people fell away, including Shirley, our mutual friend who had just introduced us. And Mims and I were like, we're still hanging out. Like, I guess we're friends. And being like, this girl's awesome. Like, I can't wait. And then it was like, oh, fuck, we can't invite her to the wedding.
Thankfully,
it's done.
It would have cost us quite a bit.
Yeah. It cost us a pretty penny.
Did you invite work people to your wedding?
No, I mean, I didn't.
We
had like old work, like Second City.
Yes, if you talk about Second City work, yes.
Yeah,
but all of our
what
friends
is our
are,
work?
Yeah,
our
we
work
don't have
this.
Work.
We
jobs.
Don't really have good.
I'm using air
normal
quotes.
Jobs.
Yeah.
Could you imagine having a job?
Yeah. No, in this economy,
crazy.
It'd be so great though. Thanks. If anyone's hiring,
I kept thinking though, like
that's why you take on roommates.
Yeah,
yes.
To help us.
Yes, we'll Venmo request you. No, but I kept thinking like, oh, I almost don't want to get closer to certain people because I don't want to pay $200 for them to go.
But also, like,
I think people should pay to go to your wedding.
Yeah, come on.
Like, just help cover
come
costs.
Come on.
You know? Yeah.
They honestly do, though. Let's be honest.
Yes,
they really do. They do
everything.
A lot, actually.
It's crazy.
We might have paid more for the wedding as a whole, but like in terms of which people came, they probably paid like four times more than we paid for them.
Speaking of financial advice, I hear you have some really good financial
advice
that I should follow.
Did you hear that segue?
Ooh, nicely done. Did you plan that?
No. I don't really plan anything. It just sort of happens.
Straight from the noggin.
Wow. Yeah. Just straight off the dome.
Except for this magic trick.
Wow.
Fire.
Wow.
For our audio listeners, there was flames everywhere.
Flames came out. Now, Chris, we should have talked about this probably immediately.
Well, we were talking. I forget what we went off on, but it was good.
Now, Chris, you...
Paint the picture.
You're perfect to be on this podcast because, as you know, we don't really give advice on this.
What are you talking about? I just said...
And,
N64.
Sure.
We never actually answered the question about what to do with the work thing.
I think we pretty much did.
I think we did
pretty good.
Yeah, but like, don't invite them.
Don't worry about it.
Wow, harsh Chris. Yeah.
I will say this. You have made many documentaries, most recent of which is a documentary called This Is Not Financial Advice.
Mm-hmm.
An incredible documentary. I just want to take this moment to say, go see this documentary. It's available on Apple. Yes.
Apple TV.
Apple TV. I saw it in a theater.
Banana.
You know, so. Pineapple. Guava. Any fruit, really. Just open it up.
Yeah.
See if there's a Dogecoin in there.
Yes. It'd be beautiful.
Yes.
Now, Chris, like, how did this doc come into being?
I got addicted to crypto gambling.
Okay. All right. Just a strong.
And then I was like, I should make a movie about this. And then I realized by making the movie that that's bad.
Yeah.
So then I called the film This Is Not Financial
Advice. It's not financial advice.
Yeah.
Did you make millions of dollars?
I still have a roommate. No.
So no.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy in the doc. It follows like multiple people, but one of the like most memorable people that it follows is Pro the Doge, a very famous YouTuber and like crypto content creator who's like ride or die for Dogecoin. And it is just like so devastating. I remember watching, there's a scene where you're in Costco with him and he's checking his Robinhood. I don't know what, I don't know. I'm sorry. I saw the doc, but I don't know what apps he's using. He's checking the crypto app. And he's like, oh, fuck, I just made, like, what was it, like, $500,000?
He was like, in 1 hour, he made $179,000 shopping at Costco.
Yeah. Yeah, and shopping at Costco for what?
Celery.
Just celery. To do what?
He only drinks celery juice.
All he does is drink celery juice.
Yeah, because it's a counter, maybe, to his crypto behavior. But yeah, as a backstory, met Pro on Twitter. He had maxed out. He put out a video saying he maxed out his credit cards, taken out cash advances, sold all his stocks, and he put it all into Dogecoin. Wow. All of his life savings, everything he owned into Dogecoin. Wow. And he was like, I'm going to document this journey on YouTube and, you know, follow along. And so we started filming with him, you know, for this documentary. And, you know, 69 days later, no joke, he becomes a millionaire. And
amazing.
And then we follow him throughout the film. He takes 1 million, turns it to 2 million amazing. To 3. But he never sells it to cash.
And we remember what happens with Dogecoin.
Yes.
So it's really fascinating. It's so fascinating.
All dogs go to heaven.
All dogs go to heaven.
Hey, if I could just have a note, guys, can we get more chainsaw?
Would love if you could louden.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry.
Sorry, we're just, we need more chainsaw coming up on Mike. But you know what we do have coming up on Mike?
What?
Trivia.
Oh.
That's right, guys. It's time. All right. So in the spirit of finances, which I know we all love, money.
Yeah, we love money.
Money, am I right?
More.
Dollar bills?
More. I'll take more.
Dollar bills?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one of these is not a real crypto?
Oh, he's going to know this. He's going to know this.
I don't know, man. There's now what? There are 19,000 cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Right. Is it Ascoin?
Oh,
Whopper coin or Pump and Dump or Krabby Cake? We're going to find out right after this break.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by a new podcast from Camp Green Lake's very own prisoner, Zero. Let's take a listen to that podcast right now. Wow, great clip. So listen to this podcast wherever you get yours. It's called Thoughts from Zero, a podcast where he's definitely there.
Are you scared of guys not liking who you are as a person and you don't think they'll ever love you for what you really are? Fear not. Get Kissin' Kate's lip gloss. Kissin' Kate's lip gloss will make all the boys go, your lips are so scrumptious. I will talk about you for years to come. Get Kissin' Kate's lip gloss today. Or otherwise, you might find yourself stuck at the bottom of a lake, dead from no love. That's right. We'll fix it in post.
Oh, adding some blowers.
No, they're going to, Kyle, they're going to blow.
Guys, can we get more blowers in here? Can we get more blowers?
That this has to be coming in on mic.
I mean, I feel it in my body.
Guys, we're at like a 9 right now. Can we crank it up to an 11 for the blowers?
So for
I think we're getting hit by the pollen too.
Can feel. I'm like, yeah, which is not great. I already have to blow my nose like 5 times for recording.
Yeah. So they cut down this big pine tree sadly,
right outside,
and there
the
was
studio.
So much pollen and stuff. They did it like hours ago though. I don't, you know. Anyways, Chris.
You might want, as the filmmaker, I might suggest you pause for this one.
Yeah, I mean, I would say as well.
We could pause for a minute.
It's just crescendoing. It's,
I think it will move on if we pause for
let's
a second.
Pause
and come
think,
back.
Let's take a moment to
let's
meditate.
Let's all think about something.
Think about ass coin.
Think let's about think ass coin.
Think about ass for just a moment.
And we'll be right back again.
We are now right.
To
back.
Be honest, the iPhone probably is better. Like these are nice in a lot of ways. They have a lot of control, but these are nice just because they're as you know, they're like workhorses. Like the
these
batteries last forever. It's just like they're so durable.
Yeah,
we shot two of our feature films on just Canon DSLRs.
Damn.
And they're Netflix films.
Which
Damn.
Ones?
Like,
the 5D.
Wow. No, which films?
Witch Dogs.
Which film?
Witch Dogs.
Living on $1.
Damn.
I watched that one. Yep.
Oh yeah.
I don't think it's on Netflix.
It's not anymore. Yeah. It was for only 3 trace years.
Trace.
And now it's on Amazon.
And now it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
Wow, he's got all the deets.
He knows.
Over here.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah.
No, it's
he
good.
Knows.
That was great.
Yeah, he knows.
I liked how sick you got.
Thank
wow,
you.
Wow, that's, yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Was that was my favorite part.
Yeah, yeah. People okay. always still email me being like, I'm watching you throw up on camera right now. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. You,
thanks.
You did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you lost 25 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You did it. Yeah.
What was
so
the other
wild.
One filmed on a...
Also, it was called Salaam Neighbor. We were living
in a Syrian
refugee camp.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that one.
I have to say, I literally, before you came on the podcast, was like, let me see what other stuff Chris had done. Oh, like I did not realize that you had done the Syrian refugee camp. Like that is insane. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
But I will be watching it.
There is something fun about like meeting people. Like we didn't meet until our mid-30s.
Yeah.
But in, I don't actually know how big you are.
Well, I'm like I'm in 21. My, I would say like early 20s.
Yeah. Early 20s. Yeah, yeah.
Say I'm
perfect.
I would say I'm a teenager trying to make out in local parks.
Local trees.
And it's like you don't actually need to have that much context about someone's background. And it's actually really fun sometimes.
Yeah.
You just get to hang out and dress as hobbits and stuff.
Yeah. I just think it's good that we're both helping the world equally.
I mean, that's what I was
like,
going to say.
Yeah.
This is my favorite podcast for that reason.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really it's really shedding a light on the important issues.
I can't even tell anymore. Are the leaf blowers still going?
Because I can't
it's just
even
sort
tell.
Of, is it in my head right now, or is it still happening?
Yeah, did we start recording?
I mean,
start recording.
I'm gonna stand up and look and see what they're doing.
Like that's gonna help.
Yeah,
I mean, that's chainsaw.
So loud.
I don't think that's chainsaw. I think that's leaf blow. Oh no, there's chainsaw and leaf blower. Guys, can we get like 30% less chainsaw and 40% more leaf blower? That would actually really help.
I think you can. You can fix it in post.
That's how all LA is there's leaf blowers and they just blow it to the next yard and then the next yard blows it to the next yard and the next and then it just goes in a circle.
They affected me more when I was a kid and I would like sleep till 10 a.m. and then I'd be like,
why are people mowing their lawns at 9:30 in the morning? I used to have a landlord who would do it at like 6 a.m. or something. And I was it would make me so mad.
Yeah.
It was infuriating. What time do you guys wake up?
Well, speaking of all of this, I used to not wake up here, like since living in this house, which has only been like a year plus. I used to not wake up till like probably in the 9-something hour, and they would start, you know, 9:30, maybe 10. Like 10 would be late, but still
9:42.
But 9:42, 9:43, something like that.
9:57.
But they would on Fridays they always come at like 7 or 8, and I'd be so pissed. And now I'm like I'm up and at them already by the time they're here.
Yeah, maybe this is an opportunity to complain about my roommate because she wakes up too early.
So
early, so
aggressively
early.
She goes to bed so early.
She wakes up at like 6.
That is
too early.
That's dark.
And then it's dark.
It's night.
It's dark. Yeah.
And then
night is for sleep.
And then she starts asking questions too. You know, like, she's gonna try to like pull me out of my slumber.
She does?
What?
Yeah. Aggressive.
Because like I sleep with my phone in the bedroom and she doesn't. So she's like, can you pass me your phone?
What?
Like, no.
Bring your phone in here.
It's your own phone.
Can you pass me your to a sleeping person?
To a sleeping person.
That's clinically insane.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure to get her on the podcast.
Yes. That is
insane. She's next. We're got to get her.
That is insane. All right, well, we're back.
Let's just get back.
We'll just leave all of that because it was great.
Yeah.
But we're back from whatever we're
it's
in.
It's a delight being with Chris, even if it's in a hellscape.
Yes. All right, so is it Ass Coin, Whopper Coin?
Oh, my God.
Pump and Dump, or Krabby Cakes. Which one of these do we think is not a real cryptocurrency?
Well, I know AskCoin is real. It has 100%.
To be. There's no...
Because that was it was a part of a series where there was AskCoin and CummyCoin and a couple in that world. Yeah. I'm pretty
this
sure Whopper Coin
show,
is,
thanks,
is real. So I'm going to say that the last one I've never heard of, the Krabby something.
See, that makes me think of SpongeBob, like in the vein of like...
Which someone could have tried to make money on. Yeah. Someone made a crypto coin off of our film when it released on Apple TV.
Oh my God.
And it pumped up its price to over $500,000.
Holy shit.
And I was like, I am not associated with this, but I had nothing I could do. They just called it like Tinfa Coin and they took all our branding from our website and things.
And what?
Next thing you know, they'd like gotten hundreds, if not thousands of people to buy into this
thing.
Holy
shit. Okay. Wow. And you didn't make
a dime from
that.
I'm just going to Google something quick. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm that was not me.
Yeah, do not buy it. This is not
me. Okay, gotcha.
Pump and Dump sounds so different that it's like, Kyle couldn't have made that up because it's
talking
so
about?
Different.
Fish and Line, Skirt and Ska.
Yeah, but everything
Jimmy
else
John's.
Is coin.
I mean, I could make up this for hours.
I'm going with Chris on this. I'm saying it's Krabby. If that's what he's thinking, I'm saying Krabby. Yes! Krabby coin!
I could make up Pump and Dump. Good.
Could you?
Yeah, ask me to make up one.
Make up a new crypto.
Skin and Crawl.
Okay. Oh. That's done.
Isn't that interesting?
No,
that
it's
a
not
good
interesting.
One.
But you know what is interesting is Yummy Tummy Dummy. That's right. It's time for the segment where I ask Kyle about foods and he has to define what they are.
Okay. Okay.
Now Chris, I know that you and Mims, you cook and you're good. So
you
if you can't get
and
it
good.
And you want to slide in, you cook and you're good.
You cook and you're good and that's good.
That's what we're going to cook.
Kyle
you,
made
right?
me frozen chicken nuggets once.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah,
that was
Chris
a good
was
day.
Here for
when
the,
you were a celebrity on
Thank
TV.
You.
Hey,
I've been nervous about this because you're such a celeb now.
I know. We walk down the street and people like turn and look at Maggie. Now they're like, "Hang on, is that random teacher from Abbott
Please,
Elementary?
No pictures. Please,
Maggie's walking out the sidewalk going, "Please, no pictures.
No, I do it for the kids.
Yes,
my
and then
students.
Meanwhile, she's like pulling kids aside to like be like, "Okay, we can take a selfie." And they're like, "Mommy,
yeah, she's
where
still
are
wearing.
You?
She's actually still wearing the costume. Hasn't taken it off.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's just my skin now.
It's just her skin.
Well, what did you say? Skin and Crawl.
Skin and Crawl.
Skin and Crawl.
Get it while it's hot on Banana TV right now.
Kyle, what's pilaf?
Pilaf is a type of soup that is cold.
That's not correct.
Edith pilaf. I don't know. Pilaf?
No. Pilaf.
Hey,
I mean, Chris, would you like
for me? I want to get inside it.
That's
very good. Do you have like a definition of pilaf?
What do you mean a definition?
I'm assuming it's in the grain world of the whole rice pilaf thing.
Exactly.
But
it's just
I like the
rice.
Banana one better.
I think, yeah. Okay, you're right, Kyle. It's a
banana.
Ding.
No, not ding.
Give him a ding.
No.
It's on the other page. Here, I'll go there, Maggie.
There you go.
Wrong. It is cooked rice, and it's cooked in broth.
I literally went to the page for her.
Thank you.
She hit the wrong one.
No, I didn't. I hit the right one. Kyle, what's compote? What's compote?
Juice. A juice concentrate thing. Like it's like a fruit compote.
Wow, that's not exactly right, but it's not exactly
wrong.
It's
like you put fruit in a blender. Hard in a blender, but it is fruit, and now it is compote.
I don't like that Chris is getting us. Compote is a sauce that's made of pieces of fruit and sugar syrup.
Can I ask you this? No, I keep going.
I love Creed. I love Creed and Nickelback.
Thank you. That's what I was getting at.
Kyle, what's panko?
A smaller pancake? No, panko, a bread.
It's weird how you're getting close.
Well, pan is bread.
Oh, wow. That is not why it's called panko. I believe panko is Japanese, right?
Oh.
But no, it's bread crumbs.
But he's actually getting to the right
answers.
He's
like weirdly
getting
it.
Well, I'm sure there's some Latin origin that Japanese and Spanish use.
I'm sure that's
it's
why
like he has
similar.
No knowledge, but he's actually like really knowledgeable.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Like,
Chris?
Yeah.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can I quote you on my resume?
Sure. Yeah.
Can I quote you on my resume? Is just a big quote. it's a motivational poster. That's a picture of Chris pointing.
My resume has all these quotes on it.
Wait, what are your guys' resumes?
Kyle, what's crudité?
Oh, I know this one. Crudité, swift, crudité. I fucking, damn it. Crudité.
Yep.
It's like a crumbly top. Like you put it on.
No, crudité is just, it's a French word, but it's appetizers of like sliced raw veggies. So it's just veggies,
that
basically.
That is not true.
Kyle, what's mousse? Come on.
Chocolate. Pudding. Chocolate pudding.
Antlers.
Chris is right. He's yeah. right. But what? The food no. version of mousse.
Mousse. Pudding.
It's no, I mean, it's like, it can be like pudding, but it's like a whipped cream dessert. So it doesn't have to be chocolate. It's got like
but
air
it
looked into
pudding.
It.
But it is pudding.
It's not pudding. What? Pudding is
well,
not whipped.
How would
whipped.
You describe it?
I just described it. It's a cream dessert that's whipped and airy.
Okay, if you weren't going to use the words cream, how would you describe it?
That's what I wouldn't say pudding. It's not pudding. It's
Chris?
Not pudding. Kyle?
Okay, yeah, describe cereal without just using the word cereal.
Liquid. Good.
Liquid. Yeah, yeah, perfect. I mean, I would eat that.
All right,
that.
Kyle's got it done on that one. Kyle, what are shallots?
Onions. We've done shallots.
Interesting.
Onions. Mm-hmm. It's like an onion.
It's
green,
a little
small,
onion,
but tiny, tasty ones.
Is that what it is?
Green. It's not green. No, shallot is not green.
The outside's green.
Yeah. No.
The inside's green.
No, it's like a little. It's like a mini onion. But Kyle, what's a scallion?
You throw these to Chris. Why aren't you?
Oh,
asking
yeah, Chris. Well, because you're the one who doesn't know foods.
Chris probably doesn't know any of these.
He seemed to know what a shallot was.
Chris.
Wait, you want me to answer?
I don't
yeah,
know.
What's now that you know the answer?
I'm just throwing it to you blindly.
Chris, what's exactly. Chris, what's
I'm
a shallot?
I'm pumping and dumping.
It is a very small purple onion that is delectable.
He did it!
What? Purple? That's
Kyle,
not right.
What are pepitas?
Chris, what are pepitas?
Pumpkin seeds.
That's exactly what right. That's fuck? Exactly right.
Guys, can we get like 4,500 more percent chainsaw, please?
Kyle, when I say poached pear, what is that?
Poached pear.
Uh-huh.
A pear that is cooked like a poached egg.
How do you cook a poached egg?
Well, first of all, mm-hmm. you get a gun license legally.
No.
You go to the gun store, you no. buy a gun, and then you wait until it's in season and you hunt the pear.
That's exactly right, Kyle. That's exactly what a poached pear is. Except also you have to add that it is cooked in a liquid. It's food that's cooked in a liquid, like
so
a wine.
Gross.
Poached pear is usually
ugh.
What is a scallop?
Didn't we just do this?
Nope.
One?
No, that's a crypto coin.
A scallop.
What scallop?
A fish.
No.
A fishy onion. An onion fish.
I think it's more in the mollusk family.
It's a mollusk. That's
what is
exactly
wrong with you, Chris?
Right.
Why is your life so sad?
It's a mollusk. Kyle,
why does he know so much food?
What's risotto?
Cheese.
Nope. That's utterly wrong.
Risotto, it's
what?
A type of pasta.
Okay.
It's I'll a cheesy pasta.
It's a
Chef Boyardee.
Let me this one would have Latin
go back
origins.
To the pilaf thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's
pilaf?
It's in the pilaf family.
Which is a grain? No, what was yeah. pilaf?
It's rice
peel
cooked
banana.
In broth. It's a peel.
Okay, so I already forgot what we're talking about.
Risotto.
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 Risotto is a pasta.
It's an Italian rice dish that's cooked in broth until it reaches a creamy consistency.
That's creamy like mousse.
Creamy like mousse ugh. That's whipped.
Okay, so it's a pudding.
And Kyle, yeah. your final one. What's haricot vert?
Haricot vert? Haricot vert.
He's looking at me and I'm going to look back at him.
Don't you don't know? I can't believe you don't know this one.
You don't know haricot vert?
Come on, Chris.
Okay, let's sound it out.
Okay, Ari.
Ari.
That's one of the bachelors, I think.
Yeah.
Ari.
Wow.
Covert. Covert kind of sounds like Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a
funny,
funny
guy. It's a funny,
it's
version,
a
of
funny
the
version of The Bachelor.
Ding!
Yes!
It's also just the French word for green beans. Mm, and geez. This has been Yummy Dummy Dummy. Now, Kyle, you are onto something.
We speak English.
That's true. That's true. You were onto something because you said, I feel like we've done that one before. Literally every single one of these
no,
we have already done before.
That's not true.
We've done them all. You've already learned what these are. It's on record. Not only that, but it is our wedding month, so most of these were pulled directly from our wedding menu. Things we fed to our guests and decided to feed to our guests together.
Not to me, because I wasn't invited.
Not to Chris, though. Sorry, next
we
time.
We did all those?
Yeah, we've that's done no all way. Of those before.
Well, I knew that I've heard of some of these. Edith Pilaf, I did not.
No, Edith Pilaf is not a person. Are you thinking of Edith Pfaff?
No.
Okay, great.
Chris, what? Fuck you, Maggie. Chris, what?
Sorry.
What? I just want to wrap things up. I want to talk about your Spotify Wrapped. Would you say you what? Have a most listened to artist from this past year?
Ooh.
Nope.
It seems like it's a yes, but you just don't want
to. You
tell
don't have
us.
To say on mic if you don't want to. But I'm just like,
can you
I
just cue, can you just cue the track and maybe we sing along?
Nope.
I don't
you
think
sing
we
it.
Have a track, but we could all just sing together.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I trust Spotify.
Okay.
That's fair.
But
that's fair.
Long and short, for some reason, my top artist and song for the year came out. It was
in 2023, to clarify.
2023,
this
like
2005.
No, no. I didn't need that clarification. And yes, I'm a 34-year-old male, but it was Michelle Branch. And
the most listened to artist of the year for you.
But she's got some bangers.
Oh, there's I love Michelle Branch.
Love Michelle Branch.
Are You Happy Now is like, if I ever feel bad and I put on Are You Happy Now, that like immediately boosts my mood.
Oh yeah. Give me that. Yeah.
Like when you're driving, you sunny day in LA, just little Michelle Branch.
Everywhere to me. And when I close my eyes, it's you I see.
I love how I went low instead of high so I could match it. I was like, you're everywhere.
Yeah, let's get the notes on.
And that was, Everywhere was number one.
Everywhere was
my number one song. And then Michelle Branch, my number two song was another Michelle Branch song.
Which one? Do you remember?
I don't even know because they just play on Spotify. Alexa, play Spotify. And she's like, Michelle Branch. Oh, great, thank you.
I'm picturing Chris as like an old man and he doesn't even know what Spotify is. And he just asks his like grandkids, be like, turn on the Michelle Branch app.
Yeah.
That's like how your mom calls like the Find the Location app. Find my son app. Find my son.
No, I love Michelle Branch. This is the second week in a row she actually came up on the podcast. Yeah. So.
We have to make
Is she it... coming on next week's pod?
Yeah. We're in talks with her lawyers.
To play a song of hers on the podcast.
We actually are trying to get her to do this.
Because
the
she's everywhere for me.
Yeah, and I am happy now if she would be here. Yeah.
Well, Chris, this has been truly a delight.
Yeah, it's all I wanted.
It's been something. It's not the perfect scenario in which I'd want you to be on our podcast.
Yeah,
but
I wish there were more
perfect
chainsaws. I mean, yeah. I told him, I said, hey, could we get like three different chainsaws simultaneously?
Or you know what? I actually saw some planes doing some like flyover practice, like synchronized planes. If those could come, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we must have got I think we did the military time wrong. So they're probably going to show up later.
It's hard. It's 24-hour clock.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
I'm like a little unsettled by the quiet now, though. You want to room tone that?
Yeah, let's get some room tone. We'll layer this over the whole thing. And
well, you gotta stop moving your mic if you're gonna room tone.
Kyle's like, let's get some room tone.
Okay, we don't actually. Okay, fine. You want room tone? Is this exciting podcasting?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Room tone.
You're everywhere to me. When I close my eyes, it's you I see.
Now this.
Everything I know
is podcasting.
That makes me believe.
Chris, thank you so much
I'm
for being
alone.
Here.
Wow, folks, we did it. We had another banger of an episode, and you're welcome.
So true.
Whoa.
Yeah. I can't believe I did all those yummy tummy dummies before.
Honestly, I knew how it would go. I knew it.
You knew I wouldn't remember?
I knew it. Because you don't do the yummy tummy dummies to remember.
I knew partway through that I thought there was like one or two.
There was one, but you're like, I'm pretty sure I've done that before. And I was like, yep.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah, you have, actually.
I feel like I've done this.
Not only did you do them, you ate them, a lot of them, at our wedding.
Well, that's hearsay, and here I say, hey, leave us a question. You can leave us anonymous questions, send us things from around the internet, or you can leave us a voicemail.
Yeah,
all that can be found in the episode description below.
And the phone number for that voicemail is 989-442-7575. That's 989-44-ASK-RL.
Hey, thanks so much for being here, Rumrats.
Yeah, thank you for being here with me, Cooks.
Yeah, thank you, Booksies.
Booksies, Cookie and Bookie.
So, remember to take care of each other.
Remember that.
My brain's broken.
Oh, leave us a review.
I'm still on Aloha time.
I'm still on Aloha Friday.
Leave us a review. That really helps out. Otherwise, let's just get out of here, I think.
Yeah, I think we should just get out of here.
Okay. I'm Kyle.
Wow, you good?
I'm good.
Yeah. You really just sort of...
I'm falling apart. It's the end of the episode. We don't have to be here.
Well, aloha.
Everyone's tuned out.
Mahalo and chickens for all of us.
All right, I'm Kyle.
I'm Maggie. Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be all right.
This episode is brought to you by a 2003 American neo-western comedy drama film directed by Andrew Davis and written by Lewis Sacker, based on his 1998 novel, Holes.
That's it. Bye-bye.